भगवद्गीता 11.27, वक्त्राणि ते त्वरमाना विशन्ति दंष्ट्राकरालानि भयानकानि केचिद् विलग्ना दशनान्तरेषु सन्दृश्यन्ते चूर्णितैरुत्तमाङ्गै. सो अर्जुन इज डिस्क्राइबिंग द विश्वरूप एंड ही इज डिस्क्राइबिंग द डिस्ट्रक्टिव फीचर्स ऑफ द विश्वरूप विच हैव कॉज्ड हिम ग्रेट अलार्म. They caused him to be totally disoriented. Dishena, dishona janena labhecha charma. He said in 11.25. And in the 11.26, he has said how not just the forces on the Kaurava side, but the forces on his side also, they're all being destroyed. And they're not just being destroyed, but they're being destroyed in a costly way. That is indicated in this verse. Vaktrani te twarmana vishanti. The Vishanti, they are all entering into Vaktrani. They are entering into your mouth. Twaramana, rushing into it. Not just, it's not like a casual stroll on the ground, a stroll in the morning. It is actually, they are just racing into it. Vaktrani te twaramana Vishanti. Damishtra karalani bhayanakani. So earlier it was stated that actually, Damshtra Karalani, there is, these teeth are fearsome, that is mentioned twice earlier, but now those fearsome teeth are described to be in action. Bhayanakani, they are, so two describers are used actually for describing the teeth. They are terrible and they are fearful, very fearful. So, this repetition actually is, it conveys an emotion. You know, if somebody met with an accident or somebody saw an accident with a brutal, it was horrendous, it was awful, it is gruesome. People may use multiple describers, multiple adjectives to try to convey the reality of the situation which they feel is not conveyable or capturable in one word. So like that, here the teeth are so terrible that he's not able to convey it in one word. And that's why Arjuna is using two describers. He says, Damshtra karalani bhayanakani. Right, the teeth are, they are terrible, they are fearsome. Kechit vilagna dashana antareshu. And kechit, for some of them, vilagna. Low. So lagna is application, connection. Vilagna means as they are rushing into the mouth of the Vishwarupa and there's these fearsome teeth protruding out. So some of them are getting attached to the teeth, getting entangled in the teeth. And kechit vilagna dashanantareshu. And as they try to move on, you know, there are many teeth and sometimes there's a little space between the teeth. So sometimes, you know, a prey may, as it's moving into, being drawn into the mouth, may get caught. So like that, these warriors, or some of them, are getting caught in the between the teeth itself. And as they are rushing towards, they are being propelled inwards. And as they get caught in the teeth, then what happens? Sandrushyante. Drushyanti is to see. Sandrushyante is, I'm seeing them. What is happening? Churnitair uttamangai. Churnitair. That means they are just being crushed. They are just getting totally destroyed. Uttamangai. Their bodies. Anga is body. Uttamanga is the best part of the body. Now conventionally it is thought that the head is the best part of the body. Normally if the head is cut off, then the person dies. There's just no chance of when a person's head is cut off, the person will live. So it's the best part of the body. And that's why in the social body, the Brahmanas, who are considered to be the highest Varanas, they are considered to be the head. So Uttamangai means the best part of the body, that is the head. So as the warriors are rushing into the universal form, at that time their heads are smashing against the teeth, and they are getting caught between the space between the teeth. The head is getting smashed and they are just churnitai, just smashed. So actually, to see anyone dying, to see any kind of death, that is distressing. But to see death that is ghastly, that is gruesome, that is gruesome, that is even more distressing. So, for example, if there's a child, and for a child, if they come to know that their mother or father has passed away, that itself is very difficult to take for the child. But if the child is there when they see an accident, a child is there in a car and the car meets the accident, and in front of them, the child sees the mother's head smashed against some wall, or just the whole body ripped apart, or the hands and legs tangled, and then the child sees the death. The trauma of the event is aggravated by the trauma of the vision at that time. So, like that, death can also be in many forms. And when the death is in a gruesome form, and when the gruesome form is seen, it's a very, it can be a very horrifying sight. So Arjuna as a Kshatriya is habituated to seeing blood, he's habituated to seeing destruction. And it's not just that Arjuna is habituated to seeing death and destruction and bloodshed, he's also habituated to seeing various kinds of ferocious beings. He's also habituated to seeing rakshasas. Rakshasas are not just predators. Predators are animals who eat other smaller animals, but they are rakshasas are cannibals. They don't just eat other animals, they eat human beings. So Arjuna he has even fought with cannibals, and he knows the habits of cannibals who in a with a very perverse pleasure, they feast on animals, they feast on human beings. And he knows that, and he is aware of that. But even that sight of Rakshasas, and the Rakshasas even in action, is not as horrendous as is the sight of the Vishwarupa destroying the assembled forces on both sides. So what is the reason for this? Why is Arjuna discombobulated to such an extent? That is because he recognizes that he's simply caught, he's totally consumed. He has no capacity to resist the kind of destruction that he's witnessing. He's simply a witness, he can't intervene. And the scale and the size of the universal form, the scale of the destruction that is being brought in this vision, and the sight of it all is just is just causing Arjuna to tremble. It's causing him trepidation at his very core. Now we may wonder, what kind of vision is this? See, death is a reality of life, and it is a brutal reality of life, and it just can't be denied. So the Bhagavad Gita recognizes that when we say that God is the soul of God, is that everything is included in God ultimately. That means even the brutal things that we see in this world, they must have some connection with God. Of course, we don't say that it is not that God is the cause of the brutality, but brutality is present in the world, and ultimately nothing can be present in the world that is not at least sanctioned by God. So why he sanctions it, and why certain specific things happen, there may be specific reasons for those happenings. But overall, the theistic understanding of the universe, for it to be inclusive, for it to be comprehensive, it needs to be able to account for even the presence of brutality and perversity in this world. And in this Vishwarupa, that is demonstrated by the sight of the people, the warriors, meeting a devastating kind of destruction here in the war field. This conveys that actually they are all totally disoriented. They are totally shaken, they are devastated, they are destroyed. And thus, there is no hope for them. For this war is going to end in destruction and devastation. And the Vishwarupa is giving to Arjuna the demonstration of what is going to come in the future. And through this, we actually see the inclusiveness of God. That God, I will discuss this more in the 30th text, but that God's inclusiveness means also the comprehensive vision of the universe includes the gruesome features, gruesome reality within the universe also. And that is demonstrated through this vision. Thank you.